Just to review what we've learned in this chapter has been discussing a sale of land and terminology of a sale of land. So if the agreement was, the seller said, I'm selling to you base kur afar. So a base kur is a very large area, 75,000 square amos. That's
about 4 to 8 acres.
I forget the exact number. They said like 24 dunam or something. A dunam is a quarter of an acre.
It's about 7 acres.
Yeah, so it's a huge, huge area. So then we said, well, if he uses the word base kur afar, so he just didn't just say a base kur. He said a base kur of dirt. That means it's plantable area. So therefore, if within this large expanse there are these big boulders or these deep ditches, they wouldn't be included. If he said kib base kur afar, around the base kur, so then already the deep ditches would be included. Then the Mishnah spoke about what happens if he said not base kur afar, but he said base kur afar mida bechevel, base kur of dirt, measured precisely. So then if what was delivered was a little bit more or a little bit less, it doesn't work. If it was delivered a little bit less, you have to subtract from the price. If what was delivered was a little bit more, he has to supplement the price. He said precise. If he said base kur afar, but not mida bechevel, he said hein chaser and yeser, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. So then there can be a little bit of amounts that weren't included. How much? A quarter, namely a log per sa'a. Base kur is 30 sa'a. So each of those 30 sa'as could be a quarter off. Let's say one was 6.9. Each one was a little bit off. So in total, there could be a differential of 7.5 kav. Okay, so that's what we learned till now. So now the next Mishnah says, what happens if the person uses both terms? He says, I'm selling to you a base kur of dirt, of plantable space, mida bechevel, measured by ropes, precise, like, you know, as we gave the example of the ropes of the first down in a football game. You know, it's very precise to the inch. And then he says, no, a little bit less, a little bit more. So what happens when you say both things? The question is that a walk back? When he says a little bit less, a little bit more, he means I don't mean precise, I'm changing my mind. Or maybe he doesn't know what he means. So we don't know what he means. He said two things, they contradict each other. We don't know which one he meant, so we don't know what he means. So that's the question. So the Mishnah says like this. Let's say the seller says, base kur afar, mida bechevel ani mocha lecha. I'm selling it to you, and it's going to be measured with ropes. Very precise. And then he says, hein chaser hein yeser. And even if it's a little bit less, so even if it's a little bit more, the deal stands. So we don't know what he means. So the Mishnah says, the view of Benanas, bitel, hein chaser, hein yeser, mida bechevel. So the last line, when he said, it may be a little bit less, it may be a little bit more, but either way it's going to work, that annuls the first clause, I'm giving to you precisely a base kur afar. If he would have really meant that, I'm giving you precisely a base kur afar, he would have stopped there. He said, I'm giving you precisely a base kur afar. Then he says, a little bit less, a little bit more. So the last phrase is the lasting phrase. The last phrase annuls the earlier comment. And that's the halacha. So if what was delivered was a little bit less, a little bit more, what's a little bit less, as we said earlier, 7.5 kav, it would work.
Rabbi, maybe the rope is using it as a measurement tape.
Okay, good.
Okay. So when he took the measurement of the rope, maybe it's a little bit off, or maybe, but he's going based on the rope.
No, ropes have to be precise. Measuring tapes have to be precise.
So the rope is perfectly measured.
Has to be precise. If what was delivered wasn't that, then you have to make it up.
So why would he use the more or less? Is it just
so now we're saying, when he said more or less, he's changing his mind from measuring tapes. Now he's saying more or less. Yeah, Jonathan, a question.
Depending upon the time of year, if it's wet or dry.
Right. So that's not according to Ben Nanas. According to Ben Nanas, When you have two phrases that are contradictory, it's the later phrase that's the operative one. The earlier phrase has been rejected by the later phrase. So if he first said, I'm selling to you land measured by rope, but then he said, it may be a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, but maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, has annulled the clause, I'm selling you land measured by rope. If he says, hein cheser, hein yeser, first he said, I'm selling you land, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more than a base court, and then he says, mida bechevel, I'm selling you land, it's I'm gonna of a base court that I'm gonna measure by rope, bitel, mida bechevel, hein cheser, hein yeser. So this later clause of saying, it's gonna be precise, measured by ropes, has annulled the first clause of maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. Divrei Benanas is the view of Benanas. Benanas says what the Gemara will call tfos lashon acharon. Grab the last comment, the last definition, the last description, the last agreement. That's the meaningful agreement. And he was rejecting his initial offer.
So if he says little bit less, little bit more, so he goes with little bit more, right?
If he said little bit less, little bit more, that's one clause. That's not a last and a first. That's all the same.
But is the last, or little bit more is the last?
It's not the last within that, because that's all the same clause. That's a clause.
If he says little bit less, little bit more, but by a rope, then it's by a rope.
Correct. And if he said by a rope, and then a little bit less, a little bit more, then it's a little bit less, a little bit more. Okay. That's the view of Benanas. So according to Benanas, when you have two contradictory descriptions, or two different descriptions in terms of what the deal was, it's the later description that is the lasting one. However, the Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, we just don't know what he means. It's a suffix. So now when you have safek, as we've learned before, when you have safek about money, according to Sumchus, Maman Amutal B'safek Cholkim, when we are not sure about money, we just divide it. And according to the view of the Chachamim, when we're not sure about money, we say, Amotz Mechaber Olav Araya. The one who has it is the one who keeps it. If you want to take it away from him, you need to bring more than just the possibility that you're right. You need to have good proof that you are actually right. So again, according to Benanas,
sells stingily or great. Why don't we apply that principle?
Interesting. I don't know. That's a good question. Why don't we apply it to the questions of selling? I don't know. Maybe because it's a small amount. I don't know. So Amar Rav Abba Bar Mamol Amar Rav. Rav Abba Bar Mamol said in the name of Rav. Cholkin Olav Chavei Rav Al Benanas. The Mishnah says, this is the view of Benanas. That implies that there's someone who disagrees. So yeah, the sages, the friends of Benanas disagree. And they do not feel that we know for sure it's the last phrase, but rather it's a suffix. Maybe it's the last phrase, maybe it's the first phrase. So it's Maman Amutal the suffix. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashman, why do I need Rav Abba Bar Mamal to teach us this in the name of Rav? Tanina, we already know this from other Mishnayos. This is a Mishnah in Bava Metzia. We learned in Bava Metzia, Maaseh B'Tzipori. There was a story in the city of Tzipori. I rented a bathhouse from my friend David, who is the landlord of the bathhouse. And what was the deal? V'shneimasar zehuvim l'shana. I was going to pay him 12 gold coins for the year. And then he added another clause, Dinar Zav L'Chodesh, one gold coin each month. So is it a deal for the year, or is it a deal for the months? What's the difference if Bezdin decides to add a month? Because Bezdin can add a month that we have instead of 12 months, 13 months. We call a leap year, Ibur HaShana. So they added a month. So now the landlord, David, comes and says, okay, Zev, give me a 13th gold coin. And I say, no, it's 12 gold coins for the year. I already gave you the 12 gold coins once I gave you the 12th in Adar Rishon. Now that there's Adar Shani, I don't need to give you a 13th gold coin. This dispute came before Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And before Rabbi Yossi, Vamru Yachloku Eschodesh Ibur. And they said, okay, so divide up that 13th month. So one second, that's not the view of Ben Anas. According to Ben Anas, we say the later clause is the meaningful one. The later clause was a coin per month, which would mean that there should be a 13th coin. Here we say we divided up the 13th month. So that means it's Maman Amut L'Besafik Cholkin. Well, in this case, at least, there's the view of Sumchis.
So it should be 13, according to the last thing.
Yes.
Well, half, because we're not sure, so it's half. So the Gemara says, if that would have been the source, when you have these two clauses, 12 coins for the year, and then a coin per month, we don't really know what he means. Does he mean he's changing his mind? No, I'm not doing 12 coins per year, I'm doing a coin per month. Or maybe the coin per month is not a change of mind, it's just an explanation of what 12 for a year. 12 for a year is a coin per month, because people aren't thinking, oh, it's going to become a leap year. They don't think it's going to be a leap year. So he wasn't really changing his mind. He really was charging 12 for the year. When he says one per month, he was just saying, this is how you'll pay me. This is the payment plan. But he's not saying that I'm asking really per month. He's just saying, I'm just telling you what the meaning of 12 for the year is. 12 for the year is that each month you give me a coin. So then we say, okay, we're not sure what he meant. Aval hacha. But over here, we don't accept what Baruch proposed or what Jonathan proposed. We don't say that when he says ropes, he means something, rough, an estimate. Ropes is precise. An estimate is an estimate. He said, first, I'm selling to you land measured by ropes. Then he says, land, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. See, he's clearly changing his mind. There's no way to say that maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more is the definition and the explanation of ropes. Ropes is precision. Maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more is not precision. So here, where he's clearly changing his mind, of Allah the Vadika Adarbe, he's clearly changing his mind. Amalos, then maybe everybody agrees that we take the last term because he changed his mind. So that's why Kamashman, that's why I need Rav to tell me that no, that here too, it's not that we certainly take the later opinion, later clause. Benana says we take the later clause. But the Chachamim say, we don't know. Maybe the later clause, maybe the first clause. So it's mamon amutal besafek, it's money in doubt. And the halacha would not be that we take the later clause. We are in doubt about what is the case, and we would divide the money or we would leave it with the muhsak.
Divide the money, what do you mean by the money? The 13th month?
Not at the 13th month. In our case, if I sold you a field, and I said to you, I'm selling you a field which is measured precisely. I'm going to deliver a precise field.
Correct.
And then right afterwards I say, actually not a precise field. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. So we learned, if I say a precise field and it's a little bit off, so I need to compensate you. Or you need to compensate me, depending on how it's off. But if I said a little bit more, a little bit less, there is no need for a compensation. So here where I said both things, and it is a little bit off, so there's a suffix about whether or not there's compensation,
right.
So we would split it.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So now, Rav Yehuda, the first view, the view of Rav, is that in the Chachamim, they would say that it's Maman Amutu B'Safik Cholkim, that because we don't know, we would divide the issues. But I'm Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Zu Divrei Ben Anas. Yes, our Mishnah is the view of Ben Anas. However, Aval Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say not that Maman Amutal B'Safek Chokim, but rather you look at the Muchzak. You look at the one who's holding on to the property, like Amutz Mechaver Olivaraya. And therefore, Halech Achar Pachos Shebilashonos. So we assume the term that always gives the buyer less. Because again, we're talking about the muhzak. The seller is the muhzak in the karka. He's the one who had the land before this deal. So now the question is, how much of the land was transferred? So did he transfer, a precise amount of land? And since he didn't deliver that, there has to be, you know, a discount, he has to give money back? Or do we say, no, he meant to transfer whatever he's going to give, it'll be a little bit off, it might be a little bit off. So we assume that it's always what's to most benefit him, because he's the one who's muhzak. We don't have a proof that he meant otherwise. So without a proof, we can't take money away from him. That's the view of Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, one second. When Shmuel says, Zu, this is the view of Benanas, that it is that we take the last term. But the Chacham disagree. They say it's a suffix, and the way to resolve the suffix is based on muhzak, based on the smallest amount given to the buyer. So one second. Zu velo svir leh, does Shmuel not agree with Benanas? But we know the following. Harav Shmuel dami tarvayu, Rav and Shmuel both said, if a person says, kur bishloshim ani mochalacha, I'm selling you a kur, 30 sa'af, for let's say 30 dinars. So then, after I deliver to him 18 sa'af, yachalavzibu, I can say, you know what, the prices have changed, the deal's off, give me back, the deal's off. Because if I told him I'm selling to you a kur, that means the deal is only done once I deliver the full kur. If I haven't yet delivered the full kur, I can renege on the deal. Afilu b'sa'a achrona. Even if I've given him 29 sa'a of the 30 sa'a that are in a kur, I can renege on the deal, because the deal was a package, and the package hasn't yet been delivered. However, if I say to him, kur bishloshim sa'a, I'm going to deliver to you a kur for 30 sa'a. And now, by the way, each sa'a is besela, kur bishloshim. I'm going to give you a kur for 30. And each sa'a within the kur is one. Each one is one, each sah is a selah. Ani mochalacha. So now, once he said the second terminology, rishon kana, every little bit that's delivered, every little sah that's delivered is a completion of the deal. So you see that what do we say? We don't say it's a suffix what he meant. We say that we take the last clause, which is the view of Benanas. So one second, but here Shmuel seems to say he doesn't agree with Benanas. Ellis, you have to change the way we read Shmuel. When Shmuel says, these are the views of Benanas, he's saying, Zu, these are the views of Benanas. Usvirale. And he agrees with it. He agrees that you take the latter clause. So the Gemara says, really? Umi Svirale? Does Shmuel think that? Does Shmuel think that when a seller says two statements that are seemingly contradictory of each other, we take the latter clause? We're not just unsure about what he meant, and being unsure, we leave it with the muhzak. Ivamar Shmuel, but didn't Shmuel say that in the case of the bathhouse, when we said that they divide the 13th month, it's not that we say that they divide by saying, okay, give half of the value of the 13th month. It's bivah be'emtza chodesh askinan. It's when the owner of the bathhouse comes in the middle of the 13th month. So he says, okay, now give me the money for the 13th month. And the guy says, no, I already paid for the year. And it was only 12 for the year. I already gave you the 12. So now it's the middle. So he can throw him out. What does it mean we divide it? He throws him out because he was the muhzak on the land. So he can throw him out. He can throw out the tenant if the tenant doesn't want to pay for the other half of the month. So that's the meaning of the tenant and him dividing it, because the tenant already seized half. So he can seize the other half back. But if he would come in the beginning of the 13th month, kule lamaskir, then he would get the entirety of the 13th month. He would get the bathhouse back. And if the tenant doesn't want to give the bathhouse back, the tenant would have to give the full coin. Besof hachodesh, if he'd come at the end of the month, kule lasocher, the tenant would have already gained. He would have gotten that full 13th month. So what do you see here in Shmuel? Shmuel's not saying we take the last term. Because if Shmuel would say we take the last term, whenever he says two terms, he said, I'm selling to you, I'm renting to you the bathhouse, 12 for the year. Actually, it's one per month. So if you take the last term, it's one per month. We wouldn't say that if he came at the end of the month to collect, he's not going to get that coin. He said one per month. So you see, Shmuel doesn't agree with the idea that we take the last term. What do you see Shmuel believes? Shmuel believes that it's a suffix. We don't know whether he meant 12 for the year or he meant one per month. We just don't know what he meant. So then whenever you have a safek, we leave it with the muhzak, with the one who is in control of it. So who was in control? If he comes in the middle of the month, so then the guy who was in control for the first half of the month was the tenant. He already used it for that first half, so we don't make him pay that half, but we would make him give it up for the next half, because it is the bathhouse of the landlord, so he's in control. He can take it for the last half. That's the meaning of it being divided. If the landlord would come at the beginning of the month, since it's the landlord's bathhouse, so he's in control, he takes it, and he doesn't get paid the 13th coin at all. And if he comes at the end of the month, tough luck, it was already taken by the tenant. Now, he doesn't have a proof that the tenant owed him one shekel per month. He can't collect from the tenant. So what do you see, though, in Shmuel? He's not saying that we're taking the last term. Because if you're taking the last term, even if the landlord came at the end of the month, he should be collecting the 13th coin. We see that Shmuel is, that there's a suffix, so zuvalosvirale. So El Yolim, so you have to say that. Back to what we said originally. When Shmuel says, Zu, this Mishnah is the view of Benanas, who says we accept the last term, the lo svirale. That's what Benanas holds, but Shmuel doesn't agree with it. Some time am I. So over there, why did the Mishnah say that in regards to the bathhouse, we divide it, Mishum the toughest, because we're following whomever is holding on to the item. Okay. So Hachanami, that's why in regards to Shmuel, we divide that bathhouse rent, because it was talking about we give the half to the one who grabbed half and the other half to the other one, who's now grabbing it. Hachanami, so in this case, of a kur for 30 slaim, and then he says, a sala per sa'a, and he already delivered, let's say, 15 sa'im. So why do we say that the seller can't renege at this point? Because the buyer's already a toface. He already has it. He has it in his hand. So now, it's a suffix. So if I'm not sure, I can't say, oh, I meant that it's one deal of 30 saw. So since we haven't yet delivered the full 30 saw, I can renege on the deal. Maybe not. Maybe what you meant was, it's 30 deals of a saw each. And you've already delivered 15. So he already paid those, he already got those 15. So it's a suffix. And since it's a suffix, he holds onto it.
Rabbi, how does he already have possession of the grain?
Because they were delivered.
It wasn't delivered. He's just pouring it out into the measuring thing, thing by thing.
He puts it into that guy's measuring thing.
Yeah, but even if he pours into that guy's measuring thing, he still hasn't made a kinyan on it.
Yes. He's doing piece by it says kalim. That guy's kona with his kli. He's kona with his kli.
But if the kli, I thought we learned in the Gemara that if the kli of the buyer is in the
maybe he lifted it up and put it into his stuff. He took it. He took each amount.
The rabbi, does the buyer also have to pay as he goes? He's got to pay.
Well, once the buyer takes possession of the item being sold to him, it's now his possession. He owes money. He's happy to pay. But it's his. He owns it now. He took possession. He'll pay later. Yeah, that's fine. He has to pay. No one's arguing about paying. He's happy to pay. Now the seller doesn't want to sell it because the prices went up. He wants to sell it to somebody else.
So it could be credit.
Yeah. Because money doesn't acquire movables. Paying cash doesn't make the movables yours. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Amri Bei Rav, they said in the yeshiva of Rav. What happens in the following, terminology or doublespeak? The seller said, Istara, which is 96 shekel. And he said, the price is 100 shekel. Mea mai. So the buyer agreed. So what did he agree to? Was it to 96 or to 100? So we say the last term, mea mai. He has to pay 100. If he said mea mai and then istara, I'm selling it to you for 100. I'm selling it to you for 96. So istara, the buyer has to pay 96. My kamashwan. So what's Rav Huna teaching us? Tfos lashon achron. So he's saying that we take the last term. That's like bananas, like our Mishnah, unlike Shmuel and Rav in Bava Metzia. Hamar Rav chadazimna. We know that Rav already said this. Hamar Rav said, Yeah, boy, Hassan, if I would have been in that case of the bathhouse in Sipori, Aviyivna Kule Lamaskir, I would have said that the landlord gets the 13th shekel. Because what was the last term that the landlord said? A shekel per month. So therefore,
That's right.
He should get the last shekel too. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you why we needed to say it here also. Ma'od Tzema would have said it in a bathhouse. Rav says the landlord gets the 13th shekel. Because in the case of the bathhouse, Pirushe Kamefarish. Again, if I say 12 shekel for the year, a shekel per month, it's a very reasonable understanding that I'm not changing my mind. I'm just clarifying. I'm clarifying what I meant. What does it mean, 12 shekel a year? It means a shekel per month. That's what it means. That's what the meaning is. And whatever the months will be, if it'll be 13 months, it'll be 13 shekels. Normally, it's going to be 12. When I said 12 shekel, I meant normally it's going to be 12. Likely 12. But really, it's 12, a shekel per month. So there, Rav says that if he would have been there, he would have said, you have to pay for the 13th month. But over here, where it's clearly not defining what was said earlier, if I say the price is 96, that's not 100. 96 can't be the definition of 100. But over here, where it's a change of mind, maybe Rav doesn't say we take the last term. I would have thought that he said you take the last term there, where the last term can be reasonably understood as the definition and the explanation of the earlier term. But maybe when it's clearly not, then we don't take the last term. That's why Kamashman, that's why it was necessary to tell me that Rav Paskins like bananas, and Rav takes the last term in all cases. He takes the last term in the case of the rental of a bathhouse. He also takes the last term in a case where a seller switched what the price is. He said 100, then he said 96. It's 96. He said 96, then he said 100. The price is 100. We always take the last term according
13,
to Rav.
13 gold coin.
And according to Rav, yes, if a person said, I'm renting to you a bathhouse, 12 shekel for the year, 1 shekel per month, and now Beis Din makes that year have a 13th month, so he has to pay a 13th shekel for
that happens
that
once
month.
Every 3 years anyhow, right?
Well, no. You're assuming we had a set calendar. In the days of the Gemara, they did not have a set calendar. You had Beis Din looking at the year and saying, you know what, this year, spring is not coming early enough, so we're going to have to add a month so that Nisan ends up being Chag HaAviv, the holiday of springtime. They would do whatever they had to do. Yeah, question, Todd.
Shmuel's opinion on the bathhouse. Shmuel's opinion, if he comes at the beginning of the month, is based on the fact that the seller has the landlord has possession of the bathhouse at the beginning of the month. I don't understand how the landlord has possession. The tenant is there in the bathhouse.
No, because the tenant is only a tenant, and the bathhouse is the owner. So the owner is the murzak in the karka.
Yeah, but then doesn't he have? If that's the reason, then the landlord would also have possession in the middle of the month. Would it make it
correct? In the middle, he would, but not at the end of the month, because at the end of the month, the tenant already got his month. At the end of the month, the tenant already got the month. So now the tenant has possession on that 13th coin because he already used it. He doesn't have to pay it. But in the middle of the month, yeah, going forward, the owner is the muchzak because it's his land. Thank you very much. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Meretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Zakos Yisrael, Lefi Chachir B'Lem Toru, Mitzvah, Shanem, Adonai Chafetz, Laman Tziko, Yagdil, Turavi Adil.